I think let's move on to our next item here, and that is going to be I believe Steve is going to play our convention rules.
California Council of the Blind bylaws requires that, at the beginning of each convention, the membership assembled shall adopt convention rules. The rules for the hybrid CCB conference and convention are as follows. Registered attendees may join the convention by reporting to the ballroom in person via the Zoom platform or by listening in on ACB Media. All members in good standing will be eligible to vote. If a member intends to vote in person at the convention site, the member will be required to register online as being in person for the purposes of the in-person convention by March 24th, 1 week before the convention. Persons registering for the in-person convention must be present in the ballroom to vote with no exceptions. There will be no virtual voting allowed on any device in the ballroom. If a person registered as in person cannot in fact be in the room for any reason, they must inform the CCB office by email, phone call, or voicemail of their change status by no later than 12 noon on Friday, March 31st, or they will be unable to vote at all. Conversely, all members in good standing will be considered virtual voters if they do not register to be in person by 12 p.m. Friday, March 24th. If you attend in person or using the Zoom platform, the following rules apply. All participants will be automatically muted when entering the Zoom webinar room. Only people with stickers on their badges indicating they are CCB members will be recognized to vote in person. 1. Only those participating in person or via the Zoom platform will have the ability to call for the floor or speak to the assembly during the convention. 2. If you are seeking the floor for any purpose, you must stand or raise your hand to join the queue to be recognized in person or, from your landline phone, press asterisk 9, press Alt Y on your PC or Command Y on your Mac, and on your smartphone or tablet application, double tap on reactions on your screen and locate the raise hand button and double tap. Important: the raise hand command is a toggle. If you enter the command a second time, you will lower your hand. The moderator will always lower your hand for you. The chair will call for the vote of both in-person and on Zoom attendees. The result will be calculated and announced after all votes have been accounted for. 3. Asking for the floor. When in person, one may stand or raise their hand to ask for the floor. A mic runner will bring the mic when the chair recognizes the member to speak. Virtually, one may use the raise hand feature, and the moderator will alert the chair that someone is asking for the floor. When the chair recognizes you, the moderator will unmute you, allowing you to speak. The moderator will then lower your hand. When you are finished speaking, the moderator will then mute your line again. 4. There will be times designated by the chair for questions, points of order, and amendments. This will be at the discretion of the chair, but these times will be separate from the discussion time allotted by the chair. During debate, only the issues will be debated. If the chair designates a time to raise points of order, etc., this will not be a time to communicate an opinion concerning the subject of debate. Virtual Convention Etiquette. The conference and convention is a live event. To ensure a good experience for all attendees, rules must be followed. Anyone not following these rules may be dropped from the convention and could be blocked from attendance. A. If your microphone is live for any reason, do not mute and unmute yourself, unless instructed by the chair or moderator. Doing so will interfere with the convention. B. Foul language, broadcast of inappropriate video, etc., will not be tolerated. Any individual engaging in such behaviors will be immediately dropped and blocked by the moderator. C. Raise your hand only when you wish to ask for the floor. Wait to be recognized by the moderator. The moderator will alert the chair of those seeking the floor in the order hands are raised. D. While your hand is raised and you are waiting to speak, make sure your surroundings are quiet. Turn down the radio. Ask others in the room to please stop talking. Stop rattling paper, washing dishes, setting the microwave, etc. Remember that background noise is amplified when you are on the air, and it is irritating to others. All convention matters requiring a vote will be handled, to the best ability, in accordance with the CCB bylaws, CCB tradition, and the latest version of Robert's Rules of Order. The Bylaws Committee Chair will serve as parliamentarian. Standing Rules 1. Each debatable issue before the convention shall be limited to approximately 20 minutes with a 2-minute time limit per speaker, alternating between affirmative and opposing speakers. A majority of the members must agree in order to extend debate for an additional period of time. This will be done by a count of hands raised in person and using the raise hand feature on Zoom. The moderator will alert the chair if there is a majority on Zoom only. Counters will do the same in person. A. Motions to close debate will not be recognized by the chair during the first debate period. After the first debate period, properly made motions such as, I call for the question, or I move the previous question, will be handled by the chair and voted on by the assembly. B. The chair may close debate when no one seeks the floor. C. Each member is respectfully urged to speak directly to the issue before the assembly and avoid unnecessary and time-consuming dialogue. D. No member will be recognized a second time to debate unless there is not anyone else wishing to debate on that side. E. The chair shall appoint a timekeeper at the beginning of the debate period. 2. Recognition to speak will be given to those members who properly address the chair both in person and on Zoom. Motions that may interrupt a speaker may be called by standing or raising one's hand in person or using the raise hand feature on Zoom, responded to by the chair, and explained by the mover if requested by the chair. Examples: point of order, point of information, parliamentary inquiry, question of privilege, call for orders of the day, etc. The chair reserves the right to set aside a specific time for these matters separate from the debate period. 3. Changes to the published convention program may be proposed to the membership as deemed necessary by the presiding officer or his/her appointee. The presiding officer will explain the reason for such change and inform the assembly of their right to question the recommended modification. After this explanation, if 25 or more members object to the proposed change by standing in person or virtually standing by using the raise hand feature on Zoom in objection, the change requires debate and a majority vote to modify the convention program. 4. During elections of CCB officers and directors, nominating and seconding speeches shall be limited to 5 minutes per candidate with the speaking time allocated according to the candidate's wishes. A person nominated for an office more than once shall be given 1 minute. 5. Anyone meeting the requirements for voting of being a member of CCB in accordance with the CCB bylaws is entitled to vote on any matter coming before the convention, provided that A. The person's name appears on a chapter or affiliate's certified membership list submitted 30 days prior to convention, and that chapter or affiliate has paid their membership dues, or an individual has paid their at-large membership dues directly to CCB. B. During a record vote, membership will be certified by lists provided to CCB volunteers for phone or text voting and by a sticker on their convention badge in person. No voting will be allowed in the ballroom in person via phone or text message. Paper ballots will be distributed to qualified voters in the ballroom and the chair will give instructions for tearing these paper ballots accordingly. Voting instructions for the CCB hybrid convention elections. Whenever an officer or board of director election is contested, a CCB member who has paid their dues for the current year prior to the credentials deadline will be eligible to vote. Delegate votes will be cast live both in person and on the Zoom platform. Delegate votes will be calculated by the CCB treasurer. Chapter and affiliate delegates will be asked to stand or raise their hand in person or their virtual hand on the Zoom platform to be given the ability to unmute themselves when called upon to cast their vote. Delegates should mute themselves again immediately following the casting of their vote when they are virtual, as well as avoid excessive background noise and unnecessary talking when in person. A member will cast his/her individual vote by a paper ballot in person or using a landline phone or smartphone to call or text a virtual vote. CCB members who are certified to have paid their membership dues by the deadline will receive information prior to convention that will contain their assigned phone number to be used to cast their individual vote if they are voting virtually. CCB volunteers will be recording the individual votes. Members will be instructed as to when it is time to cast their individual votes. If a member has misplaced their assigned voting phone number, They will be able to call the CCB office to retrieve the information. The CCB office phone number will be announced during elections. In person, people must leave the ballroom if they are designated as voting virtually. No virtual voting of any kind will be allowed in the ballroom. When voting virtually, you must provide your full name in order to establish your eligibility to vote, as well as the person for whom you are voting for. Please note, your vote will still count even if you misspell the name of a candidate in a text message. CCB volunteers will not disclose how anyone cast their individual vote by a paper ballot, text message, or phone call. CCB volunteers are instructed to confirm text message votes. It may take up to 10 minutes to receive this confirmation, depending on the volume of calls and text messages they are receiving. Please be patient. After the final votes have been cast, CCB election volunteers will send the calculated in-person and virtual member votes to the CCB-appointed representative to be added to the delegate vote. Once individual and delegate votes are calculated, the chair will announce the result. Bylaw amendments and resolutions. After there has been a thorough discussion on any bylaw amendment or resolution as described in the standing rules, the chair will ask if any members object to the bylaw amendment or resolution to raise their hand in person or virtually. If more than 10 members raise their hand in person and virtually combined, a hybrid voice vote will be called with in-person and virtual raised hands representing members' voices.
You're wrong.
And that is the rules.
All right. At this time, I'm going to actually recognize Gabe Griffith with a point of order. After reading these things like 17 times, I think I just found an error. I think at the very beginning it said to press Command Y on a Mac to raise your hand. And I think we heard in our introductory instructions, it said option Y. Does anybody know for sure?
It is option Y.
Option Y is the proper.
That's what I was pretty sure of. So I guess making that, I would propose that we accept that amendment in the standing rules. Is there any, would anyone object to
I'll second that correct? If that's required.
Okay. Well, hearing no objection, and I'm hoping there's nobody raising their hand, jumping up and down to, well, if anybody's on a Mac, hopefully you're pressing the correct key if you need to raise your hand. let's just put that change in. Is there a motion to adopt these standing rules?
So moved.
I think Steve is just a hair quicker. So we have a motion, and can I assume that there's a second since I heard two motions?
Yes, you heard a second.
All right, cool. We have a motion and a second. So I will give it a few seconds to see if anybody has any discussion on these. Please use those commands on your Zoom devices, phone, tablets, computers, what have you, to raise your hand. Desi, do we have any hands up? We'll give it maybe 30 seconds or something to see if anybody raises a hand.
Desi, we don't hear you. I just see three raised hands.
Do you hear me now?
We hear you now.
You.
So sorry. All right.
Please press Command. Please press Alt A to unmute yourself.
Indeed. Thank you so much. I can tell you what you're supposed to be doing, but I don't seem to do it. All right.
Do as I say, not as I do. That's the way we live.
All right. So I was saying there are three hands raised, but the first hand has been up for a little while before you asked the question. I don't know if you want to entertain that person or.
Who is that one?
Jordan Mirander.
Okay. Let's see. Jordan, go ahead. Let's go ahead and ask him to unmute himself and see if this is on the.
All right. Go ahead. You should be able to talk.
I had a question. So if someone is not registered for convention, should I only encourage them to tune in on ACB Media instead of via Zoom?
Well, if they get the Zoom link, they could listen, but otherwise they would have to just listen in on ACB Media.
Okay. So I should only
But
encourage them to listen in on ACB Media and don't send them any information about the convention.
Sarah, are we sending the links out into the world all over the place? Or is it only registered people that get the Zoom link?
I was told that it was only people that registered for convention.
Okay. All right. So, Jordan, the answer to your question there then is somebody did not register, then they will only be able to listen on ACB Media.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to clarify
All
that.
right. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's been a long day and I could not remember. So thank you, Sarah. All right. Who's the
The
next
next
person that
person
we
is
have with a
Karen
hand?
Schroeder.
Hello,
Karen, you should
Karen.
be able to talk.
Good evening.
Hi, everyone. I just had a thought. You can like dismiss it if you wish. I was wondering, have we ever considered folding the papers instead of tearing them? Because tearing them leaves a lot of paper, like bits of paper, and messy. I don't know. I was just thinking, would it be possible to fold instead of tear? So it's just a random thought.
I think there's been talk about that, but I think the decision is it's too easy for a piece of paper to accidentally get folded or a corner to get folded or whatever the issue is, whatever might happen there.
Okay.
So, good thought though. I'll see where you're coming from.
All right, and next we
And
have, sorry, Stephanie
oh, go ahead.
Watts. You should be able to
Hello.
talk.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, good evening. Had some difficulties getting in, and I don't know if I'm on the panel side. I've got some strange things going on with my controls over here, so just checking.
No, right
You
now
had a
you're
hand
on the
raise?
attendee side.
I was going to say, since you had a hand raise, I'm gonna assume you're on the attendee side.
Yeah.
So
Does she need to be on, do you need to be on the attendance?
I am on the board.
Well,
Okay. Or
but
no,
being on the board
or
doesn't necessarily
oh, okay.
the panelist side is mainly just for the operation of the
Gotcha.
what's going on tonight. So,
Okay. No
not
worries
all
then.
board members are panelists tonight.
Gotcha. Okay, just checking. Thanks, Kate. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. And do we have any other hands up, or was that
Okay,
the last
let's
one?
see. We have call-in user one.
Hello, call-in user one.
Okay, you should be able to talk now, call-in user one.
This
Hi,
Christine?
this is Christine Bailey. I haven't got any information regarding as being a delegate for delegate voting numbers or anything yet.
Well, the delegate, if you're going to be virtual, you'll just use the same Zoom info, and then we'll have you raise your hand when we take the delegate vote.
Okay, same number that we're calling in tonight then. Okay.
Same info you're using tonight. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. It wasn't clear. Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Delegates. I think it actually said in those rules that when we do the delegate roll call, we'll have delegates raise their hands using those different options like you just did, and then we'll call you in the order of your alphabetical order of your chapter and affiliate.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Good question. And this is why we do this, is to get all these things out of the way here tonight. Did we have any other hands up there, Desi?
Just a moment. We have 042 are their last three.
042, I believe. Is that Patty? No, it's Frank, I think. Who is it? I can't remember.
Okay, I asked them to unmute. They should be able
All right.
to unmute.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got my answer. Thank you.
It's Patty. All right,
Oh.
Patty.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see here. Oops. Then at that, there are no further hands raised on the
All righty then. I'm going to say we're ready to go for a vote. So, in keeping with our standing rules, let's put them into practice. So only if you object to adoption of these here standing rules, as we have heard and discussed them, raise your hand. If you agree to them, do not do anything. Just kindly sit there. But if you only if you object, raise your hand. If we do not have 10 people raise their hands, we will, or if Desi tells me that less than 10 people are raising their hands, we will declare them passed. If I hear that more than 10 or 10 people or more have their hands raised, then we will proceed to an actual vote. So we'll give it a minute here. So only hit your button to raise your hand if you object to adopting these standing rules. Desi, do we have any hands going up?
I am seeing no hands.
Yay. But then again, your focus moved to a different Zoom window or different computer window, right?
yeah, that's it. No, but
I see no hands, but I'm reading my email.
yeah. No, truly, I see no hands. And for people on the panelist side, also, if you want to say something, you might be able to just quickly interject, because when I'm on the attendee side, I'm not
you're
looking
focused
at
on
your
the attendee
side.
Side.
Yeah.
So but, yeah, good point. If you're on the panelist side, please just holler out your name so that you can be recognized. I should have said that earlier. I apologize.
No problem.
All right. I think
no
we're
hands.
Close to a minute. No hands. And all joking aside, Desi is very good, and she actually is looking at the screen. So I just want to point that out, that we're just being a little goofy here, having fun on a Tuesday night. So please rest assured, everybody, we are taking it seriously, and we are she is looking at the hands properly. So I'm going to declare that we have adopted standing rules. Yay! Our first order of business of the convention beyond COVID to order has been done. Yay! Congratulations, everybody. We're on a roll.